And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hi, this is Nick Bantock. You may know me from the Griffin and Sabine trilogies. I have a new book out called The Trickster's Hat. And the book I would like to recommend is Arturo Perez's The Fencing Master. I'd read a number of Perez's books, particularly the Spanish adventure swashbuckling type stories. And then I came across The Fencing Master. It's, for me, an extraordinary book. At its heart is this extraordinary character from 200 years ago who teaches fencing. He believes in the art of fencing as something that represents a total way of being. He is committed to his fencing in an utterly dignified and honorable way at a time when his society and his culture is moving away from it. He does not want to enter into a world where any behavior is possible as long as the outcome is short-term reward. He considers commitment to his craft and his dignity the most profound of importances. And within that, there is a great story and a great fencing match, and it's a struggle between good and evil, which many of the best stories actually are, a simplification in that sense, but quite an extraordinary little book, and I think absolutely pertinent to our time. I guess I'd been looking for someone else to be talking about the way that I feel often in our day and age we can forget the quality at the base of the content because we're so carried away by the speed and the movement and the flashiness and the ultimate reward, whether it be money or stardom or whatever, because it was set in another time period and something that not many people know much about, fencing. He was able to encapsulate the essence of that struggle, I think, that's in all of us, as to make our lives dignified.
Nick Bantock is the author of the Griffin and Sabine trilogy, and his latest book is The Trickster's Hat. You can find more bookmarks and an interview with Bantock on our website at ttbook.org.